Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Wern.
You are all gladiators in our eyes.
And Jameson.
Let me speak!
We just watched episode 8 of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras. We saw a very long commercial for Gladiator 2. Lots of fighting between Eras 3 and 4 and an elimination involving garlic armor. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, Chris, that was an amazing daily challenge. Should every week be sponsored by Gladiator Strikes Back?
Wow. I think the concept of a daily challenge was great. The execution left a little to be desired for me, but it just seemed like everybody turned into this giant blob. In terms of, do we do more Gladiator Strikes Back? I don't think so. The movie sponsored episodes, you know, at least this one felt like a little bit more of a conceptual fit with
what was the Puss in Boots was a bit more of a stretch.
Great film, but you know, didn't really connect as well.
This one was over the top the entire episode. Like, I don't know, you guys tell me, do you remember, like, did the Puss in Boots thing go beyond the daily challenge? Like, this was like top to bottom episode was
It was just the daily.
Yeah, this is the first one that went into the elimination, and that's where it really went off the rails. But to your point, it fit the movie at least. To have, as my wife called it, like a Royal Rumble for the challenge, I think was good. Everyone got real into it. Like, people were screaming. Yeah. They wanted blood. There's something like animalistic about something like this that you just can't help it. You just want to see people get rocked.
Yeah, I think the concept of the daily challenge was great. I think the execution ended up being like a big huddle of people kind of like moving around and not a lot of people actually hitting. And then the other thing was like those boards, the riot shields that they had, like,
oh, that's really what I want to talk about. Yeah.
Like, they just kind of bent and whatever. So it just didn't quite, I don't know. I was like, it was there. It was right there. It just didn't really do it for me, though. I was a little disappointed.
I was wondering, like, and Jameson, you can touch on this, like, why not just have it be the American Gladiators, like, giant pillow thing? Like,
yeah,
it's the same idea. I don't know why they had to be, like, plexiglass or whatever they were.
You guys know how this works. You know the Gladiator brand people were like, oh, we got to keep it as close to the movie as possible. We got to have, like, shields just like the Gladiators. But I can't imagine Russell Crowe about to go into the fucking, you know, Coliseum and he's like, give me a shield that bends. Give me one that can bend really easily. You know, like, that was like the thing that made them get all fucked up. And you know, honestly, because if you had a shield that was solid or whatever, they would just fall. But the bending made them get all kind of jangled and messed up, throughout the whole thing. So, I thought it was like I agree, Chris. I think overall, like, it made sense. It was a good partnership. The execution of it was a little off. You know, guys, speaking of Gladiator, I learned something this summer about myself. I am the average height of a Gladiator.
You announced this on your first podcast back from Italy. It's months later. You're still riding high on this.
I'm riding high on it, guys.
That was actually only like 2 weeks ago.
I have the memory. I'm the average height of a Gladiator. I have the memory of a goldfish.
So, Jameson, the daily rules were won by the team with the most players remaining, which doesn't help the team that has one person each. So did the show want to get rid of season one, or could they just not move this Gladiator sponsorship and they already had it all lined up?
I bet they had it all lined up. I feel like they signed these things way in advance. And I bet you before the season starts, at least sometimes when I look at Juicy Deets, I find little details about this, but like, they have to have all the dailies and everything like set up like weeks in advance. They got to test all the stuff. They got to, you know, so I bet they had it all kind of lined up and they just kind of, you know, ended up this way. I don't think any of the producers probably were expecting one era to just get, you know, been bashed just like out of smithereens. So
No, because I was, even when she was, you know, the lone person standing at the end, I thought they were going to be like, all right, Rachel, pick your team or something like that. Like,
Yeah.
it'd be some twist. And it's like, nope, go back up there. You're all by yourself. Like, they definitely didn't think this through. And not that they have to like tip the scales in their favor, but to make it even remotely fair would make it at least more interesting and not as repetitive as it's been, where it's like, all right, well, those two are definitely going in. Let's see who they go against.
Yeah, I think that was one of the most disappointing things about the daily
Yeah.
was it was a, not that it was confusing the way the scoring was, but it was just kind of disappointing that I don't Derek didn't get knocked in the water, right? Like, and neither did Rachel. And it's like, well, you guys lose anyway because nobody else did. And it's kind of like, yeah, I get it. Like, maybe they could have turned into like beast mode and somehow knocked like three people from one team in the water or something like that. But like, really, like, is that really gonna happen? It was just really disappointing to see that happen through the daily. I'm really hoping that next week the daily is something where it's like everybody has to carry this thing together with their hands on it and go through this obstacle course, and it's like, you know, a 25-pound bag or something, and Rachel just sprints through it because like she deserves a break. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It sucks because she's like, I mean, out of all the Era One people, like, you know, we've been talking about, it's been the common theme this whole season. Everyone's getting old, you know, they're kind of at this point. She's the same age, but she's like a beast. Like, she is not getting old. She is ready to go, like, locked and loaded. And it just sucks that she's just gotten really screwed with all these oldies.
Yeah.
And then let's touch on this elimination, because this was the jankiest thing I've
Oh
ever
my God.
seen. If
It
I
was
were the
so funny. I was cracking up, dude.
Gladiator franchise, I'd be asking for my money back. It looked like we made these suits. Like, what do you think happened there? Because obviously everything else extremely thought out. And even the like the theme of it, I was like, oh, this could be cool. And then it just looked ridiculous, and it wasn't cool at all.
No, it was, I don't remember there being rubber chickens in the original Gladiator franchise, but that were spray painted too. Like, that detail was just, it felt like it was like such an add-on of like maybe they did it and they're like somebody evaded the other person by not jingling bells or something like that, and then they're like, okay, this isn't working, so we need to add something else. We're gonna give them rubber chickens and duct tape them to their shoes. Like, it's just absurd. I mean, the little balls of garlic. I was like, I literally thought it was garlic on their face.
Yeah, I
I
did
did
too.
too. I was
I thought it
like,
was gonna be like, oh, they can't see him, but they can smell him.
it kind of was like, what came first, the chicken or the egg kind of thing? Like, did they think of the blindfold thing first, and then or opposite? You know, it was really silly and funny to watch. Just the sound effects alone, it might as well have been whoopee cushions. You know,
Yeah.
they should have been walking on whoopee cushions. At least, you know, like, that's how ridiculous it was. And the poor person who wasn't blindfolded, just, you know, laying sitting there like a duck, just getting rocked left and right. It was pretty funny.
Like, if you want to have somebody punch somebody, just do a boxing match. Like, all right, great. Let's have that be the elimination. And that feels closer to Gladiator than the garlic.
If anything, this is more dangerous, you know, kind of a little bit, you know, because in a boxing match you can track someone's eyes a little bit. This, they're just like, I don't know what's gonna happen, just
Yeah.
swinging left and right.
I think if Rachel had been able to see, she would punch Avery less times right in the face than she did when she
100%.
was blindfolded, right? Like, you would have a heart after a while. Like, everybody watching was just like, can we throw the towel in for Avery? This is barbaric. This is horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
I just thought maybe you two were in favor of watching someone get punched in the face over and over again.
No way. No way, Jose.
I thought about it.
I thought about it. I'm anti.
Was the, you know, it was the wrong person.
Back in my gladiator days, maybe, but now.
Let's do Killed It or Send It Home, Chris.
Yeah, you know, I really wanted to know or wanted to get your guys' opinion. TJ said that Gladiator, the original, is one of his favorite, or is his favorite movie of all time. And Kill to send it home on whether you think that is actually true.
go, Danny.
I'm gonna send it home on it being true, but I bet it's not far from being true. I bet it's in like his top 20 movies, so it's not that much of a stretch to say it. But as far as it being like number one, probably not. I don't know what that would be, like Johnny Tsunami or something.
Dude, Where's My Car? Probably something like that.
But like, I feel like Gladiator is like the serious movie that like even like a real bro can still appreciate, you know, like, so I feel like it makes like real bros feel smarter for liking, you know, like, oh, it won an Oscar, this is serious stuff, but it still has fighting, so
this is serious stuff.
what's a real bro?
Oh, we all know him. I mean, I think the thing is, you know, the guy that like is obsessed with Gladiator, you know, like there's like there's definitely that guy. It's like, oh, dude, the cinematography, the story, you know, the gore is awesome.
Yeah, it's like TJ is like a thinking man's bro, you know, and I think Gladiator fits the bill for his type of favorite movie.
All right, JMO.
I'm weirdly like TJ just seems kind of like one of those guys that for some reason doesn't lie, like he's just very pure. I'm gonna go with Killed It. I think it is his favorite movie of all time, and he was super psyched, and you know, for the sake of argument, why not? Yeah, that was his favorite movie, right behind it. Dude, Where's My Car? What else? He loves Superbad. Really think, you know those are the comedies that he's a big comedy guy. But when he wants action, Braveheart is up in the top five, probably. Training Day, I can see him being Training Day. I could go on and on. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Kill It.
All right. Well, I'm also going to kill it. I do believe, again, you guys already said it, I find it very easy to believe that this would be TJ's favorite movie. I'm not going to lie, it was my favorite movie for my more sporting days, if you will, when I was younger. So, I could see it, you know. Me and TJ were like the same person, basically. So
pretty close.
I bet that TJ preferred 300 though, because 300.
Oh, 300.
300, yeah. Like just dials up all like the broliness of Gladiator, yeah. And removes all
300's a little more Ed Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Precisely.
A little more classic.
300, man. What a good movie though, man. Like a throw of that time period, man. People were obsessed with 300. Then they try to make another one. Anyways.
Didn't they have like the 300? Wasn't there like the 300 workout or whatever?
Oh yeah.
Like everybody legitimately thought they were gonna do some workout and look like those like CGI fixed people. I was like, are you fucking serious? Have abs that were just like, it almost like looks like they're fat because they had so many abs. It was like, what the hell's going on? I think that's a real thing. Crazy.
I think we're gonna stay in the Gladiator world. You know, this is the sequel. Hollywood's dead. They have no new ideas. It's all over. But you know, Gladiator 2, like we talked about, Chris, you said it was one of your favorite movies of all time. You know, what do we think? Killed It, it's going to be good. Send It Home, it's going to not live up to the first one. What, you know, how do we feel?
Send It Home in terms of not living up to the first one. The first one's a really good movie. Like I know I'm making fun of the people that like it a little bit, but I like Gladiator. It's a great movie. My wife last night was like, you know, I've never actually seen Gladiator, and I was excited to have an excuse to watch it again. So, however, the sequels are almost never live up to the first one. So that I just have to send it home because of that. But I bet it's going to be watchable.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to send it home as well. I don't think it's going to be as good as the first one. I have a feeling the story won't be as good. You know, Danny, is your wife cultured? Like, what's going on? She hasn't seen Oscar-winning movie. No. No, it just Yeah, it's not going to be as good. You can see from the preview that they showed, which I love that they tried to make it seem like the contestants watched that preview.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that they're all blown away by it.
Derek's extended yeah was the most fake thing I ever heard or seen. Just yeah.
I want the outtakes of that where it's like, all right, now you pretend to be super pumped by Gladiator 2. And then like, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that footage.
Yeah, but I'm going to send it home. I think, you know, it's probably going to be like some kind of cinematic thing where it's going to be watchable in that there's going to be crazy looking scenes. I'm sure they're going to dial it up. They'll be like, oh, you know, in the preview they made the Colosseum water place or whatever, they filled it with water and there's like boats and shit. I'm like, okay, first of all, no way they ever fucking did that, but you know, can I watch that? Okay, yeah, sure, but I'm gonna send it home as being better than the first. There's no way in hell.
No way,
no way, for sure. But I will say I'm excited to see it. I that trailer is, you know, I'm a sucker for like blockbuster, get the popcorn ready, go to the movies. And you know, I like the cast. I think it'll be a good, you know, good time. So I'm going to send it home, but I am excited. I, being the average height of a gladiator, I know that you have to bring it in the Coliseum. And I think these guys will bring it.
And you have experience.
You know what? This challenge commercial worked. Okay.
It worked.
We just said the word gladiator 70 times since the beginning of this podcast. With no reason to be talking about it.
And you're doing a good job. We can learn a few things, fellas.
Well, it's only to people who just watch the show anyway, so it doesn't really matter. We're not giving extra impressions, but I'm sure they'll put it on their case study.
Well, the 7 people who listen to us might go see it now.
That's true. I want to talk about Josh and his ever-changing hairstyles. The two main ones he seems to be going with here are the cornrows and then like a little bun up top with the back flowing out. So between those two hairstyles, if you had to kill one and send one home, what are you doing?
Oh, that's tough, man, because they both are terrible. I think I have to kill the bun up top with the hair coming down. He looks like a really terrible Aquaman. Like a very sad Aquaman in that.
But you still prefer that to the cornrows?
No, I think I'd prefer the cornrows.
Okay.
There's something disgusting about that little bit.
Switch it, buddy. Switch it.
The way it waves out. So I'm gonna kill the cornrows, send home the Aquaman up to whatever that is. It's terrible. But just the little hair in the back, the way that, like, it looks disgusting. Anyways,
dude, well, that's why I'm gonna kill it because it's funny to make. When any chance I can laugh at Josh and make fun of Josh, I'm in for it. Tonight, finally, we get a little of Josh again, and boy, did it feel good. And so for him to have that hairstyle on top of it, I was like, yeah, buddy, you look like an idiot again. And you're back. You can lose all the weight you want, bud. You can change your hair, but the Josh is still gonna Josh. And there he was.
Yeah, both are horrible. Let's get that straight.
Yeah.
I think I do prefer, just for stupidity's sake, the little bun with the flow in the back. It's awful. So I'm going to kill that. I'm going to send home the cornrows. The cornrows aren't working either. He seems to be like balding in the middle of the cornrows, which I've never seen before. There's like a large space there that there should be hair happening there, and there's not. So I think he's got to make a decision, and I think he's got to go the updo with the flow in the back is the permanent Josh hairstyle.
Got acute balding. I mean, it's really like weirdo Sean Paul versus weirdo Aquaman.
Sean Paul. Great ref, dude.
I love Sean Paul. Sean Paul.
He's on the Gladiator 2 soundtrack.
Well, then I'm buying it.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
I'm buying it on iTunes.
Let's see if we can get Gladiator 2 into every segment today.
Can you even buy music anymore? Am I out of date? Like, I'm anticipating to go down to Sam Goody and buy this Gladiator 2.
I want to go buy a CD. I miss the plastic on it. Unravel it, man. Come on. It hits.
Pulling out the little thing and like reading the lyrics.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Booklet. They don't make them like they used to.
No, I just can think of Eminem's Curtain Call, man. Eminem's, dude. I was all about it, dude. That album. I just like opened the curtains. You know what I'm talking about? The sleeve.
Classic.
Chocolate Starfish and the hot dog flavored water. Great one.
Did you actually purchase that with your own money?
Probably, yeah. Seventh grade. Dude. Hot dog flavored water.
Time to get juicy.
With Jameson's Juicy Deets.
Sick. Oh, speaking of hot dog flavored water, I got some warm, meaty water juicy deets for you. Okay, so here we go. First up, guys, Derek got back. Guess what? It's kind of funny, kind of silly, kind of crazy how much he was still competing. He blew out his ACL. And that is the prognosis. That's what actually happened. So, Chris.
Did he know that at the time?
No, he didn't know until he saw a doctor after he got eliminated.
That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy. That's impressive. I know you can still apparently walk if you do that kind of injury, but obviously you are very weak and he probably had a ton of swelling. I'm a doctor, as you know.
That's why I went to you first.
It's impressive. I'm trying to give you some reactions this week, and that one is a genuine reaction. I'm impressed.
Nice. I got one, Danny. Pretty crazy stuff. There's pictures of him, you know, with a whole cast, the whole like contraption, you know, that like helps your leg move. It's pretty serious. So the fact that he, you know, went that far is pretty nuts. All right. So I almost brought it up earlier, but I saved it for Deets. Avery got interviewed this week about, you know, her being in the elimination, and she was asking the producers before they started. She said, so am I allowed to like defend myself? They're like, no, you gotta just like avoid getting punched. She's like, well, what if they punch me in the head? Like, no, you can't, you know, because they gotta be able to get the targets. And she's like, well, so I have to sit there and basically get punched over and over. And they're like, yeah, sorry, but that's the competition. That's what it is. Which is why, hence, she got punched in the face numerous times.
I'm glad that there's a backstory to it. It doesn't sound like she asked enough questions because, I mean, even if those were the rules, right? Even if it was like, you stand there and just get punched repeatedly in the chin, after a while, I'd run away and be like, hey, all right, fine. Like, penalize me or whatever you have to do. Like, I'm not going to just get rocked over and over again. That was
very for real.
She really made such little effort to move. It was, I mean, at least that's what it seemed like in the edit. It was like, wow, this is really just.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Or like, don't, you know, if you're afraid of your face, like, don't face her then. Just like.
Yeah, turn around.
Yeah, weird.
Do something. Like, go get on all fours. I was shocked none of them, like, got on all fours and crawled or something. Or, I don't know. But the chickens, you know, they would have hurt them. Next up, just when I thought Cara Maria was like kind of opening up to her again, and I was like, okay, cool. All week she was posting crazy conspiracy theories that the government like helped plan the hurricanes, like because of these lithium plants that could get profit, you know, and all these like basically like the government can control the weather. I mean, what the fuck is going on?
Are you serious? She really believes that?
Yes, she really posted it numerous times this week. Different conspiracy theories about the government potentially controlling this hurricane to hit certain areas and all that.
Oh my God. Hey guys, if you think the government has any control over the weather, unsubscribe immediately, please.
we don't want you to listen. like for real. We'll go down to 5 listeners real fast.
I can see where a lot of conspiracy theories come from. And then there's some that I'll hear and I'll be like, wait, that can't actually be a thing people think. But
Did you ever hear the one about birds? People just think
birds. Oh, yeah.
Remember yeah, the birds are like spies on us, right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Like that one, like when people are like, oh, there's birds around, like I better be careful. It's like, what do the birds want to know about you, John? Yeah. From like what do you have,
North Dakota? Yeah. Oh wow, he masturbates all the time. We got to do something about it, guys.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. He's doing it again. Oh my god. Anyways, that was graphic. Next up, Jordan did his podcast this week, and he talked about how there was an unaired fight last week with him and Josh. Basically, they got back from the elimination, and Josh accused, or Daly, I mean, Josh accused him of cheating. They apparently got all up in each other's faces, and it was, you know, a huge, you know, screaming match, which would have been fun with those two. But apparently, you know, hours later, they laughed about it, and they, you know, were fine. And thinking of theories, production didn't air it because they made up, and they don't want them to see that part. But what do you think?
What was the cheating accusation?
He said that he was cheating in the daily. He didn't go into detail about it, just said that he was accusing him of cheating.
I mean, I'm disappointed they didn't show a fight.
Yeah, come on.
And you can show them making up afterwards, or just they can talk about it, whatever.
Yeah. The more like, fights, the better. Fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially fight. Josh. He's going to say something stupid.
There's just an unaired fight for you all. Maybe there was two hit the quota for Josh fights that week.
That's true. Yeah. There has been, wasn't there already a different fight last week that he was into? I think.
Yeah, I don't know. He got in the thing with Tori one of the early weeks, and then like because she was making fun of him, so he thought, and then I think there was another one, and then obviously with Corey this episode and Jordan apparently, but who cares?
Yeah, that's all the deeds. I got nothing else. Da-da-da-da.
MVP of the episode, Chris.
My MVP is Rachel. Kind of an easy pick. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing things. I didn't feel like there was a lot of winners because there's a lot of cringiness. But Rachel is impressive. I hope for her sake she gets an easy run at least next week and the game changes and she gets to go at the final because I think she could win. I think you guys have said that already, but you know, you see it more and more every week. She's still hanging around. She's quite a beast. And I would like to see that. It would be really cool to see someone from Era One win despite what they've been through at this point.
Yeah, she's easy to root for.
Jamie? 100%. Same thing. Ditto all around, Chris. Well said. I like her. And I wanted to win. A couple weeks ago, I was talking about how she's a sneaky pick to win it. I didn't know that all of Era One was going to be decimated. But, you know, I think that maybe something will work out where she has a better chance. But, yeah, got to give it to her.
Yeah, that make it three. It's been 8 weeks, and 9 of her teammates have gone home. It's almost impossible. So good for her to be the last one standing, and she's not going to be an easy out. I don't think anyone in that house wants to go against her right now. Loser of the episode, Chris.
You know, this person did say that the whole movie thing was part of their favorite movie, whatever, but I'm just going to give it to TJ this week because this just felt like one of the cringiest, most awkward episodes of the challenge I've ever watched. The whole gladiator thing was just way too much. I mean, Corey's little talk to Derek at the end after that elimination was just so weird. I mean, TJ having to say, are you not entertained? I mean, it was all just too much. He's doing the thumb thing.
Yeah, he did the thumb thing.
And you know what? Even after all that, he didn't even get tickets to the Gladiator premiere. That was only for Corey and Rachel. And they didn't even get, you know, TJ didn't even get to go. So, you know, it was awkward. That was such an awkward episode. I don't know. That talk between Corey and Derek at the end was just the most awkward thing. I feel like they made them say stuff like that. Like, Corey being like, you give it your all. That's why I play this game. It's the heart. It's the heart. I was like, okay, like this is just really unnecessary. You could just be like, yo, keep your head up, man, or whatever they usually say. But it just like,
Or talk some shit. You guys were fighting all episode. Rub it in his face.
Yeah, something.
And then also Derek was like, thank you for the opportunity. And I'm like, what is going on? It was so weird. It was so awkward.
It was very odd. I agree. And I just find that while we're on the topic and talk about Gladiator again, I find the
Gladiator.
The tickets to a premiere is just real weird, man. I'd be like, can I have the cash equivalent? I don't want to go to that.
Yeah, and you know they're going to make them pay for their own flights and shit.
And you think they're going to have good seats? You think Corey's getting good seats at Gladiator premiere? Absolutely not.
Yeah, they're going to call him up on stage. These are the challengers.
Before we begin,
like Russell Crowe's gonna shake their hands or something, or Denzel Washington, get out of here.
They should make them dress up in the outfits from the Daily Challenge with the bendable fucking shield and stand outside on the carpet, like, like Elmo in Times Square.
I thought you were gonna say make them wear the armor with the garlic on. Over it.
Well, one can wear garlic armor, the other can have the shield.
Yeah. Jameson, who's your loser?
I almost gave it to Corey. He was kind of I like him, but he was annoying. You're right, Chris. He was really just kind of the worst tonight. I'm gonna give it to Avery though. Like I know that's kind of sad because she got punched in the face a couple times, but you gotta try. Like it just felt like she just stood there, like move or dip and dodge something, you know, like try to get out of there with your garlic. Like I just felt like it was kind of, she barely even moved or tried. And so I'm going to give her my loser.
Yeah, me too. We've seen some bad elimination performances this season. Brad trying to throw balls on a spike with all his might, missing repeatedly. She should have just not competed. It was so odd. I didn't know what was happening, and everybody kept yelling at her, like, move, run. Like, it was just, it was like she was in a dream that she couldn't compete the way she wanted to, and you can't, like, walk or, you know what I mean? Like,
you can't move, you feel stuck.
Yeah, it was real weird and tough to watch.
Again, adding to the awkwardness of just watching her get her face beat in, basically. Terrible. Move. Just
move.
Move.
Gladiator.
Until next week, that's it from the Tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a layup.
You guys killed it.
Again?
Are you not entertained?
Gladiator 2 in theaters near you. November whatever.
$40 a
ticket. I'm glad we got paid for that.